This is a duplicate tape of Mr. T.B. Chu's interview from an original 90-minute to a 60-minute tape. Tape 2. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the tape interview with Mr. T.B. Chu on November 5th, 1979. By Sue Ellen Chan.
When you were in the organization, you have a lot of responsibility.
You have to spend lots of time participate in the meeting. That's why I slow down and take it easy.
I think I
served to Zhongma Wei Guan. Let's see. What, 30 years?
Uh-huh.
Over 30 years.
I see. Wow. That's a long time, huh?
What?
Okay. Did you feel more Chinese or Americans? Like, you know, different times?
Still, I feel more Chinese myself.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But I associate with lots of American friends.
Mm-hmm.
America, see?
Mm-hmm.
America, some kind of a club, see?
Mm-hmm.
I belong to the Lions Club, such as the Service Club, and I belong to the Shriner,
I see.
And so forth.
Did your father ever belong to any of these kind of
he was
clubs?
Some, yes. But he mostly belonged to the Chinese organization.
I see. The family association.
He was very devoted to the Chinese community.
Mm-hmm.
Very devoted.
How about your mother?
My mother, no. Not, he's a mother's housewife.
Uh-huh. I see. Your father owned this building? So?
Oh, yeah.
So when did he buy it? When he started his branch, he bought it or he rented it first?
Well, he first rented it and then bought it.
Uh-huh.
Did
he have any difficult time to like rent the property or, you know, buy a property among Caucasians,
you know, non-Americans? That time, I don't think he had any trouble because this is a commercial area.
I see.
Even residential, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's much more difficult to buy the property in the residential area.
I see.
Because of discrimination.
Uh-huh. Did he own the house in Santa Monica?
Yeah,
the house?
He was, yeah.
And was that commercial or residential?
Commercial.
It's still commercial.
It's a commercial.
And he never tried to buy a house for family to live.
Oh yeah, he was had a beautiful house Santa Monica.
Oh.
But that time I was in China.
When did he buy that house? Around 20s or 30s?
It's about 1934, 35, something like that.
I see. So where is the house?
I forgot the name, I forgot the address.
I see.
Because I'm not
You were not there,
yeah. But speaking about the discrimination, I had some experience myself too.
So, what is
Well, I just, you know, because you and I, we are Chinese, you know, just to let you know. When I built my residence in Los Angeles, first I look over around the Civil League area, you know, Civil League area.
Yes. Very exclusive area.
You can't get a house in the front of the lake. In fact, I asked the agent, the real estate agent, he said, I tell him, well, I want to get a house right here, the resident right here. I want to buy a house or a lot. He said, well, I'm sorry. You can go have a look, but we not sell it to you.
So what did you do? You have to find other place? Or
I have to go look for other place. And then I look in the new developed area, close to the Hollywood Hill. It's a new area. Just developed not long ago. They have a few houses there. And I saw a big lot. See? And I talked to the owner. And then, well, in fact, almost going into the escrow. And suddenly I received a call. He said, sorry, I have to refund your deposit because the neighbor complained. I don't want you to make enemy to the neighbor, so we have to refund the
deposit.
A deposit.
So
I had two experiences.
So finally you...
And finally, I like a lot at the present right now, see, the place I live. They have a hillside lot there.
So you...
This time, I'm going to outsmart them. You know, I asked my American friend.
To buy it.
You buy it.
I see. And you
buy it. And as soon as you go through the process, and then you turn back to you.
Oh, I see. A lot of difficult. But when, after you moved in, did you have any trouble
no
with
problem.
The neighbors? No.
After moving in, they come to say hello to me.
I see. So when was...
But probably, the main thing, as a Chinese, you have to try to make yourself, you know, better front, in other words. Look clean and act respectful.
I see.
If you self-respect, the other people respect you. Just like a Chinese, right? After I moved in, they're very good neighbor. Very good neighbor.
I see. Your father always lived in Santa Monica, or he owns other house, living other house in Los Angeles area?
No, he owned the house. He lived in Santa Monica
most of the time. I see. So, so you said that in at home when you were young, always you know eat Chinese food and mostly follow the Chinese tradition.
Yeah.
Did you ever disagree with your family about being a Chinese or American? Like you went to school, it's American school. Did you ever go home and say that you know you were so different, you know the way American kids you know eat or things like that? Did you ever have any disagreement?
Well, sometimes, you know, America kids sometimes they can't achieve. They're Chinese.
Right.
See, they think our Chinese all is a low class people. See, now entirely different. See, because we Chinese believe in a family. good family, behave youngster. That's why a Chinese family, the parent always tried hard to treat the youngster in good behave and study hard and work hard and educate. We tried hard to educate the youngster. That's why our Chinese family right now do a good job. Do a good job.
Good. Right. So, did you ever, you know, eat any kinds of food that's like medicine oriented, like
Bosen? Well, once a while, we believe some kind of home remedy. Some in the springtime. We cook some Chinese medicine for whole family.
It's a cook cook with food or is separate?
Both. Cook with the food and
cook is separate. That very popular among Chinese? Most Chinese do that. I see.
Yeah, it's a well, it's a common. Common practice, common sense to among the Chinese people.
I see. So, like in recreation, did your family prefer Chinese things? Like, do you go to Chinese opera or Chinese movies, or you know, just go to American like ball games or movies? American.
Well,
movies.
Speaking of, about my family, years ago, we liked the Chinese opera, Chinese movies. But the young generation, they like America. Opera, and they play tennis, and all kind of outdoor activity. Ice ski, those things. And you can blame them because they don't have much opportunity to participate in the Chinese way of exercise or kind of recreation or something like that.
I see. Like before World War II or like before 1945, what is the most prominent Chinese family in Chinatown?
Yeah.
I know you probably were one of them.
Well, I recall a few. It's like Wang Qiang. Wang Qiang is a big one. Liu Song Qi.
Liu Song Qi. Lao Song Kai.
Lao Song Kai, yeah. That's my father, Zhao Bo Huang. Another Liang Gui Yan.
Liang Gui Yan.
A minister. He's a Moksi.
Oh, Moksi. Liang.
Liang. Yeah, Liang Gui. I think this is a Gui. I think.
Huang Shi Xuan. What does he do? What did he do?
He's more kind of a head of the Wang Association.
Oh, I see.
Because there are many members.
I see.
And these two smallest are Zhongma Hui Guan the Zhu Zhi.
I see. So, but people involving in this Zhonghua Wei Guan or family association, head of associations, they are mostly, prominent. They are more famous. In order to be famous or popular, you have to be in this organization.
You have to represent your own association, and then participate in the Zhonghua Weiguan activities.
How about businessmen, if they are very successful in business, their own business?
Mostly it's a grocery. Before the war, there's not too many big grocery stores. Right now, not too many big grocery stores. Mostly they're small scale.
Did they ever think about it developed to a bigger scale?
The one who developed the Chinatown in Broadway, I forgot the name of
Peter Su.
Peter Su, yeah.
I see.
Unfortunately, he passed away in a young age.
I see.
Peter Su, he's a very
one of the prominent ones.
Yeah,
one.
Peter
Su.
I know the family very good.
I
know the family.
I see. So which what kind of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the World War II? Chinese do?
Well, import or export? Mostly import.
Import Chinese
import.
Goods?
Yeah, that's right. Import and restaurant. Laundry. Okay. These are the majority belong to this kind of work.
How about blue collars, like the laborers, workers? Are they many in Los Angeles?
Well, lots of them become over to go into a different work in the different channels. And some of them work in America homes. But most of the people come over to work in a laundry, something like that.
Their own business.
Because that time, their standards so low, and then you can't fight into the American society. Higher society.
You
can't fight. At that time, lots of severe discriminating conditions. So hard to fight. Now, America, big business, they love to hire the Chinese, those technicians. Technical people, they love that because we actually they're sincere, they work hard, and they're not lazy.
I see.
That's why Chinese youngsters now get into the America different enterprise, it's a good position. To do a good job too.
I see.
Do a good job.
Yeah. Well, what would you think that the average income before World War II for China?
Before
World War II? Yeah.
So, I'm speaking about those, among those Chinese people, they live about 100 and a quarter, 150 a month.
For the whole family, it's all for
individual? To about $250, $300. $200 is a very good job, very good income.
Do you know about approximately how much you made or your father made?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, how about your
salary? But that time, if you make $100 or $150, you still have some saving.
See? Yes.
Things so cheap.
I see. So, in your own case, how much did you make when you just came here? You came back from China. Do you remember?
That time I only made about $250.
That's pretty good in this business, right?
No, not by that. That time I did, when I go to school, I work part-time.
See? I see.
I work part-time.
Oh, what did you do as a part-time job?
Well, to
practice.
To help the different, help the business.
That's pretty good.
When I I practiced when I graduated college, my license.
Uh-huh, I see. Do you think that most Chinese live nearby Chinese, they like to live next to Chinese neighborhood, or usually they don't?
Well, if the people come from China, they love to find a Chinese neighborhood that live together, because they can communicate with each other.
Uh-huh.
But if the Chinese American born, it's not necessary.
I see.
They like to scare up. Mm-hmm.
But your family is, would you think it's very, very special because you didn't choose to live in Chinese community, Chinatown, mm-hmm. or near Chinese neighborhood?
Well, my youngster right now, they scare up in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but I mean your father didn't choose the Chinese neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is that very special? Very unusual?
Not necessarily. Yeah. He a little bit special, see, mm-hmm. with other compared to the other Chinese people.
See. I see. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my speaking about my family, see,
mm-hmm.
my boy, they were educated.
Uh-huh.
They have become a professional people. They have their own they live in the American community. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, my son is a medical professional.
Oh. Very good.
In fact, my elder son, he owned a 2 drugstore mm-hmm. close to the USC.
Oh, they are in Western medicine now.
Yeah.
Any of your children learn Chinese medicine?
No way. Because they educate right here.
I see.
See? And then no way to learn, become an herbalist, Chinese herbalist.
Did they ever think about learning from you, or did you ever try to teach them?
Years ago, I sent my 2 boys, went back to China to educate. For education.
Uh-huh.
They stayed there about a couple of 3 years, and since the political situation
mm-hmm.
turned around,
mm-hmm.
I have to send it back right here.
I see. So you're originally thinking that you would probably ask them to go there and learn some Chinese.
Some go to Chinese school after they graduate, either the college, and then come back.
Do you ever expect them to follow your footsteps, you know, taking this Chinese in birth?
I hope, but I have no way.
Uh-huh. I see.
Maybe I lost my tradition.
Uh-huh.
See?
You can write a book or something about your formulas or something.
They
like
come
that.
Back right here, they're pretty good. They finish college and have a doctorate degree. And see? In fact, my second son, they have 2 doctorate degrees.
Mm-hmm.
One's a doctor of pharmacy, a doctor of medicine. 2 doctorate degree.
That's really good. Mm-hmm.
And yet, one that make me disappointed. He is still single. are Chinese love to have a family, have grandchild, and you know, branch out. See,
mm-hmm.
but he's still a single.
What did you think? In the most people. Do with their savings. They save money. Chinese people.
Good.
You'd
be surprised to hear that. Chinese people love to save their money
mm-hmm.
for emergency use or for the old age protection.
Uh-huh.
See?
Do they put it, invest some special business or they?
Well, average people, they save it alone, they save lots of money.
I see.
I know quite a few are saving alone, see.
Mm-hmm.
They deposit lots of funds, poor people from China.
Mm-hmm.
loves to save money.
Uh-huh. Well, how about your father? Your father ever invest in real estate or any kind of other business or any business in China?
Well, in China? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He would send money back or invest?
No. Mm-hmm. When he went back to China for retirement.
Oh, he went back?
Oh, yeah. He went back to retirement.
When did he go back?
1947.
Is he still there or he
passed away?
I see.
1947. He went back.
He went back himself or he went
with his
wife? I see. So, was that always his dream that after he retired he will
sure.
go back?
Sure. His dream, all right. He loved to go back.
He
stayed
China?
In Hong Kong,
uh-huh.
and then he visits the birthplace.
Uh-huh. Oh, actually, he retired in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't go back to mainland China, but
oh,
he visits.
He back and forth.
I see.
He has some property in Canton.
Okay, so before he retired, he actually sent money to buy property in Canton.
Not much, no.
No.
No, the time he went back.
Oh, at the time he went back, he started buying property there. Did he ever put any investment here, like in business?
Well, some business.
Well, what kind of business, usually?
It's import-export,
mm-hmm.
and some produce company.
Oh.
But he quit when he retired.
Oh.
What
kind of relationship with, you know, the produce market, he put the money there?
Put the money in?
Buy shares or something?
No, he put money in. Have some partnership. Share.
Partnership.
And then those are produce companies to make the commission.
I see. Did he make good out of that kind of investment?
Pretty good.
So most Chinese probably just put the money in the savings and
the older generation, see?
Uh-huh.
But now the young generation, they naturally go into the stock, the market, and all those things, all those investments.
See? I see.
It's a different.
Do you know of any Chinese who are involved in politics in China? Like, you know, they support revolutions or they support
the
Japanese War, and they
send
money.
Because the Zhong Ru Zhenzheng, that time, you know, the Zhong Hua Hui Guan, you know, to raise lots of money to support them.
The Chinese actually support not only Zhong Hua Hui Guan, like Zhong Hua Hui Guan has to raise money.
You raise money
through
the different organizations.
I see.
See?
So
oh, they send lots of money. Zhong Ru Zhenzheng.
I see. They also send money back to Canton or China to support a certain school or something like that. Jian Hua Qiao Xue Xiao.
Not in that respect. Because they have no communication.
I see.
No communication.
I see. So they didn't send it. Did your father ever send money back to any of his relatives before he went back to China?
Oh yeah.
While he was here.
Yeah. Some of the kind of difficulty, you have to support them. They send some money, relieve them.
Mm-hmm.
Relieve the distress.
Yeah. So he always has to send money back. I see. So how did you get money when you were in China? Your father support you.
He sent money back.
Donation.
Uh-huh.
And you live with relatives or something?
No, I live in a school.
I see.
Dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Dorm.
Mm-hmm. So